您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Or called Mr. Six. This movie has garnered critical acclaim as well as box office success. But what's put it in the spotlight at the moment is the wild usage of street slang that a Tsinghua professor deemed foul. Is this foul language or just staying truthful to what Hutong vernacular is?
电影《老炮》上映后，票房和口碑是一路飙升，但是也有不少人指出，该片的粗口太多，语言暴力尺度太大。据不完全统计，该片粗口累积出现高达上百次。爆粗口是角色需要，还是迎合低级趣味？在电影中，到底应不应该出现这样的粗口呢？
So tell me more about this huge debate about, is this language too dirty and foul?
Well, let's first focus on the movie itself. Mr. Six, or Lao Pao in Chinese, is a 2015 film directed by Mr. Guang Hu and stars Feng Xiaogang, Xu Qing, Li Yifeng, and Chris Wu, or Wu Yifan. The film centers on a once famous streetwise hoodlum named Mr. Six, played by Feng Xiaogang, who lives in a lonely existence in Beijing Hutong behind a small convenience store that he owns.Diagnosed with the heart disease, he still recalls about the good old days. The film is a modern tale of Mr. Six, and he lives in a world that is bound to be destroyed by modernity. The film portrays the battle between him and a much younger drag-racing street gang leader played by Wu Yifan. However, the foul language in the movie has sparked heated discussion. It is estimated that dirty words occurred in the film for over 100 times, andFrom my point of view, I think it has to be in this way. It is staying truthful for the Hutong vernacular, as you have just mentioned.
Yes, well, basically, we are working for a prestigious national radio station, so there is no way that we're going to repeat those foul language words on this show. But to give you an example or just a feel of what it is, I went to watch it last night with my mom. There's a whole bunch of...How should I put it? Saying hi to your mom and saying hi to, like, your 大爷. So, I mean it in the most polite way, all right? So, that's the level of dirtiness we're talking about. If translated into English, I think there's, yeah, a lot of S words and F words. But that's about it. What do you guys think?
I would say for a film like this, it's important to remember that this is actually part of a bigger story. When we're looking at cinema, we're talking about the idea of censorship against the idea of rating something. So, well, guys, I've got to be 100% honest here. We both know I'm from the United Kingdom, so I'm going to have a very obvious opinion of what I personally believe is right, which is going to be the system I grew up in. Mm-hmm. So I've never been a huge fan of censorship, and I think a lot of the foreigners that come to Beijing feel the same way. It's usually expressed in our detest for the internet usage here, not being able to use Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. And this is another example of where censorship is being used instead of ratings, because what the Film Association is saying is either the film is okay or it's not. And if it's okay, anyone can consume it. And it's not the only example that you see this in China. So if you look at the alcohol industry, the tobacco industry, I checked this with several of our colleagues to make sure I didn't get my information wrong this morning. And apparently there is no age limit on...anyone that can buy tobacco here. There is,
is an age limit in the law, but
it's not difficult to get a packet upheld.
Yeah, well, and not in a very strict way.
I'm not overly experienced, but from my experience of having visited the nightlife in Beijing, I understand that the pubs and bars also don't check for identification, as they do in the United Kingdom. And you don't have a age limit system in the cinemas. I've never seen a film where the people at the cinema have said, how old are you? So you're too young for this film.
Because there's no such system. Yeah.
I'm always going to be of the mindset that we should have guidelines that tell us who this product is intended for, and then people are given a freedom to decide if it's appropriate for them or not. as opposed to someone telling us either it's okay or it's not. I think people should have that choice, but these guidelines should exist. And I think this is a great opportunity here, this Mr. Lao Pao, Mr. Six,
yeah.
as a platform to highlight this issue that maybe we should start thinking about guidelines in China.
I think, you know, definitely many people have been calling for such a rating system for fume to be existent in China. However, we haven't seen the emergence of such system yet. But looking further into the future, I think definitely there has to be a rating system. Because apart from the vulgar languages or foul languages, those hooligans used in this movie, there are also erotic things. I mean, two people having sex, including Feng Xiaogang and Xu Qing, and you know, there are some.
Which you say with great enthusiasm.
Definitely,
thank you.
That's always part of me. And
excuse me.
And also, we've seen a lot of violent scenes as well.
Yeah.
So, if you don't rate them and put them into different categories, how can you guarantee the sanctity of the children? I mean, when they watch those films, they will feel a little bit puzzled, bewildered. You know, what's going on? They tend to ask their parents. And literally, when I watched this movie in the movie theater, I heard some children asking their parents about what's happening.
Wait a
and
second.
It's very ridiculous.
Haiyang, you went to watch this film with your mother.
Yeah, but I'm a grown woman. And
but when we were kids, that was like the worst thing. Law, you must be able to relate to this. Did you ever watch
I watched the movie alone.
Did your parents ever watch a film at home when you were young, and there was a slightly more mature scene there, and
yeah.
it was the most awkward moment ever when you're sitting
very
there with
awkward.
Your mum?
I used to just walk away when that happens, and I come, it's like, ooh, I'm thirsty, ooh, bathroom break, and it always coincides with that sensitive scene.
You didn't get that urge during Lao Pao?
No, because I'm a grown woman,
I
have a very mature relationship with my mom. Yeah, and when we saw that in the cinema yesterday, I honestly wanted to cover my eyes, because I don't want to see the buttocks of Feng Xiaogang, you know, I really don't. I wish somebody could have warned me of that.
But
so,
there is
yeah.
no difference, not much difference when it comes to buttocks.
Wait, what?
So even if it's Feng Xiaogang's, it makes no difference.
Oh, okay. We're going slightly off topic there, but
Okay.
Just back to the point that there should be a rating system, something that tells you before you watch the film that this A, B, and C are in this film, so make sure that you know this before you buy a ticket and go in. And we all agree that that rating
yeah.
system should be there. And I'm just going to push the point one last time. Guys, I think this kind of rating is it's a culture. It's something that I want to see happen in more different industries in China. You want to see it in film. You want to see it in alcohol and tobacco sales.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different areas where I think just guidelines for, you know, what we should be ingesting into our lives would be a warm welcome.
Yeah, I think that is certainly something that we have repeatedly been talking about on this show.
Yeah.
And often it seems like the only way out, on the one hand, you want to encourage creativity and you want different groups of society to enjoy the kind of entertainment product that they want to see. And on the other hand, you want to protect the kids, youngsters, from some things that grown-ups deem vulgar. So in order to ensure those two things going on at the same time, rating sounds to be a good idea, but it definitely requires more study into the issue and also a more diversified and specified way of conducting policy. And that means the government has more work to do, all right?
Definitely. But when it comes to the artistic perspective of the movie, I think some of the storylines are just not changeable, because Feng Xiaogang, was very worried about some of the foul language used in this movie. And what they try to do is they try to replace some of the four-letter words with some other four-letter words, and it's not practical. And that is just not the way they speak. This is, which you have mentioned, Hutong vernacular.
Also, I think as a lot of older Beijing people, locals, have been saying that this is basically just trying to recreate that atmosphere of Beijing Hutong hooligans would speak.
Yeah.
So it's not about promoting bad language.
It's about character building.
Yes, part of character building and also bringing you into that world that the movie is trying to create.
And just to add a bit of context here, there are a lot of great local British films. The first one that comes to my mind actually is The Full Monty, where certain slightly stronger language is used and to emphasise the local Southern English characters in the film. And it's done quite eloquently and it does enhance the feeling of the film.
Mm. Okay, and there's a few messages that I can only read out a couple, but I'll try to do this eloquently. There is 李子发芽，柳树开花 Jerry, hello, he says, this is what real life is, open up your eyes, guys. Basically thinking that Tsinghua professor that says this is dirty, 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 we have to protect everyone from it is an argument that doesn't hold any water. And there's Yuri saying that I think it's okay, it's necessary even to have this kind of language in this movie Lao Pao. And it basically contributes to the authenticity of of building these characters. And that is something that Lu Yu agrees with. And there is also Zhu Hui Yao. Is that your name? Ooh. He or she says, anyhow, vulgar language is one essential part of this film. So it's sort of like spraying black pepper on your steak. That is part of this dish. And without that black pepper, I guess that's the vulgar language, so to speak, used here, then it wouldn't be tasteful and it wouldn't be a nice dish that you would enjoy. So, yeah, wonderful analogy there.